There will be plenty of you logging on to those First Bet accounts today, and plenty of you who will be placing a wager on the Cotillion and maybe even on number four, Maracuja, for trainer Rob Attriss, who gets a rematch with Clary Ayer after being defeated by her in the Alabama last time out. But two starts ago, it was Maracuja who got the best of everybody in that Grade 1 Coaching Club American Oaks. And I am joined now by trainer Rob Attriss as he gets set for another big afternoon of thoroughbred racing. Rob, good morning.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing really good. How about yourself? You fired up for this afternoon or what?
Yeah, you know, it's starting to hit me a little bit now. You know, we just finished training, and now we're starting to get everything ready for Belmont here today, and probably going to go home and then head over to Park. So starting to get excited.
Do trainers, you in particular, do you get pumped up for big days like this?
You know, every race kind of, you know, affects me in a different way, but, you know, there's always so much going on that, you know, your mind's always, you know, in a million different places at once, you know, when you're running and training. So, you know, it's all just kind of starting to hit me right now.
Yeah, well, you have a couple of horses going to the post today in stakes races. You mentioned Maracuja, who is set to go. We'll talk about her first. Tell me about Maracuja and what you're seeing from her coming into this Cotillion.
Yeah, so, you know, she actually bounced out of her last race pretty good. And we weren't necessarily pointing to this race, but she just, her energy levels got back up quick and she started training really well. And so, you know, after about maybe 10 days or so, I started pointing her towards the race, and, you know, she's worked really good. We worked her twice, and, you know, I'm just hoping we can toss that last race out and we'll get her back on form today.
Yeah. What do you make of that last race in the Alabama?
You know, it wasn't really an ideal trip, but yeah, I'm not really one to make too many excuses, you know, it just really wasn't our day. We really didn't have a great trip. We were kind of stuck down to the inside and, you know, had to alter course in the stretch. So just, you know, that just really affected her quite a bit. And we're just hoping for a lot better, cleaner trip today.
Is that why you get rid of that Santana guy and tell him to go ride for that Asmussen fella and you put Kendrick up today?
No, that's not quite how it works out. But, you know, it's all good. You know, Kendrick's went on her. He knows the filly. He knows Parks. So, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, it's hard to lose a guy like Ricardo. But Kendrick, obviously, a very capable replacement. But Ricardo rides for Asmussen on such a high level. He's his number one rider. It's tough to kind of compete with that when you're in the same race, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. And, you know, like I said, Kendrick and I, we've run a lot of good races together. And, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, he's just came back off an injury and he's riding great. His confidence level's good. So, you know, I'm looking forward to joining up with him again.
Have you run many horses at Parks, Rob?
Not a lot, no. Actually, when I was with Robertino, we had a few run and we had that kind of a little bit of success, but, you know, overall, you know, I felt like we kind of struggled there a little bit. And then I ran my first horse there the other day, about a week ago. And, you know, we just got hooked up in a pretty wicked speed duel and it didn't run real well. So, it's kind of mixed outcomes there.
How do you compare that surface to the surface that Maracuja has been racing on in New York?
You know, that's a good question, actually. I feel like there are some similarities. But, you know, you don't really know until you run over it how they're going to take to it. So that's always a question mark, you know, running at a different track.
Rob Attriss with me here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Busy morning for him, so I won't keep him real long this morning. Rob, I would be remiss, though, if I didn't ask you about that coaching club, American Oaks, and what it meant to your career. You had won graded stakes before, but never a grade one. You break through in that race with Maracuja. What does that mean for a trainer that's really starting to get things rolling here with his operation?
Yeah, I mean, it meant a lot. You know, it probably didn't quite hit me right away, but, you know, I think that, you know, I think it'll definitely, you know, help us grow a little bit in the future, you know, even if it's just, you know, getting some more young horses in the barn and opportunities like that. So, you know, it meant a lot, and I think it'll help us going forward.
You know, my friends at Fasig Tipton would be very upset with me if I didn't mention that Maracuja is a graduate of their Saratoga sale, that August sale, which is always so good, came from the Buck Pond consignment. Yep. What do you remember about her when you first got her into the barn?
Yeah, she always kind of was a little special. You know, she was a big, good-looking filly. She had an incredible stride on her. You know, she showed ability right away, you know, even in her works. You know, she wasn't quite ready, you know, to run. We had her up at Saratoga when she was two, and she's had a few setbacks, nothing really serious, but, you know, I kind of felt like she was going to be a nice filly. So I was extra careful in, you know, how I trained her. And, we just kind of gave her the time, and the owners were patient, and, you know, that obviously helped. And, you know, now she's developed into a very nice horse.
At Belmont today, you send out Stand for the Flag, who returns to Stakes Company after racing with Allowance Company in her past several races. Tell me more about Stand for the Flag and the Athenia.
Yeah, you know, she's kind of disappointed us a little bit. You know, she's always trained quite well, and, you know, she's a nice bred filly. And, you know, she's ran some really good races and some races that really kind of made you scratch your head. So we've talked for the last few months about trying her on the turf. And, you know, it's obviously not an easy spot, but, you know, if she does take to the turf and run one of her better efforts, you know, she could surprise some people. I'm not sure if she's a win candidate or not. You know, there's some nice fillies in there, but, you know, we'll get a good read on her today.
You know, Rob, isn't that amazing about being a horse trainer? You have a horse like Maracuja who wins a grade one for you. She shows up. She does everything right. And then you have Stand for the Flag, who you said has been a bit of a disappointment so far. She's 0-9 this year. But this is what horse trainers go through day in and day out. You're balancing both sides of the scale.
Yeah, yeah. For as many successes as you have just as many or probably more disappointments. So you just kind of got to learn to balance with it.
Yeah, well, listen, I know it's a busy day for you. I'll let you go. Really appreciate a few minutes here this morning. Good luck with Maracuja. Good luck with Stand for the Flag. And good luck moving forward as we go down the road to the Breeders' Cup.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.